Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
Contact info now.
Well, we have a wonderful Instagram. It's thebroadcast999, which you can message us at as well. You can call or text us at 253-778-6609, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo-hoo. And this is a part two of the podcast. But today, we're going to talk about some other things that kind of get people all riled up. And it has to do with the home stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I found this article on BuzzFeed and it got me thinking, too, because I'm about to buy a house. It's like everyone is genuinely confused about how many towels a couple should own.
How many towels?
Oh. It started with this tweet by someone named Yashara Lee, who suggested how many towels a couple should own. They say, as a couple, you should own a minimum of the following: 10 bath sheets, 10 bath towels, 10 hand towels, and 20 washcloths.
What's a bath sheet?
I don't know. Because, yeah, someone asked, hey, fellow adults, my girlfriend, I have a question. What is the correct amount of towels to own? I said 10, and she looked at me like I was crazy. We have zero frame of reference on this. It's just two people.
And man, so, I hate doing laundry, so.
But how often do you wash your towels?
Not as often as I should, let me tell you. Really? I try to do like once a week, or at least put them in the dirty laundry basket. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily do my towels every week because, yo, like, I'm such a sweaty person. I already have so many clothes to wash that towels, I just kind of, towels and sheets, like bed sheets, I just kind of like, oh, I'll get to them later, or I'll do them next, you know, next week. But I would say at least three per person.
Yeah. But and this is just actual shower towels.
Yeah. 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 Not including like your face towels.
And, no.
Because I'm not that fancy.
See, when I get a, like when I do the shower thing, I have my body towel and then I have my hair towel. I have two towels.
Yeah. I got a turbo. It's like, oh, it's specifically like the little wrap? Yeah, meant for your hair, which is perfect because it has a little thing that you can hook the actual towel, the end of the towel in, so it stays perfectly on your head. I look like a little cone head, though, but...
That's funny, because you do have a lot of hair.
I have a lot of hair, so I keep that in there for a good, like, half hour.
And it dries it for you, doesn't it?
It helps it, yeah.
Yeah. But some people started throwing out numbers and started throwing out caveats. Like, someone says, I think we have 6 or 7. Someone else says, don't you work out 3 times a day? How does this work? And then there were very serious lists, like this one with very specific amounts for every specific type.
You use your same towel, though.
Yeah, Lizzie says 6 big, nice towels.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I like the big, fuzzy towels. Like, that's one thing I am going to, quote unquote, splurge on. I'm going to buy them at Ross. But I want to get, like, or Costco, because they have really good deals.
Really nice.
Like, really nice cotton, soft new towels, because mine are old as hell. I think I got them from my parents' house. Like, we had these for, like, 15 years or something. But 6 nice towels, big, nice towels. 6 nice hand towels. 4 to 6 fancy hand towels for, I guess, guests.
Yeah.
6 washcloths. But see, I don't use a washcloth. Like, I use, like, a little...
Like a loofah.
Kind of. Mine's more of, like, a little scratchy cloth thing.
Yeah, like a little scrubber guy. Yeah. You don't use, like, an actual towel to wash yourself. Yeah,
I always think it's gross when we go to a hotel and I have to use one because I don't have my loofah with me.
Oh, see, I just use my hands.
Yeah, like, that's what I end up doing because I'm just like, I can't do this. Because then it's like, what if it gets dirty in certain places?
Or what if someone else uses it?
Right. 3 gross towels, you know, for dogs, mud, or whatever. And 2 backups just in case. So I always think, you know, have a couple extra for guests.
That's what I think, too. Yeah. You should have, like, I would say 3 per person. So 6 as a couple.
For rotating.
And then a few extra. I always have a few extra because if my girl comes over after we're working out or whatever and she wants to shower, at least you give her a clean towel.
And then I do have old towels, which I use, like, if I ever dye my hair at home or if I had just dyed my hair and it's leaking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I've done red, and so I've stained a couple of towels that way. So those are my old towels that are just meant for my hair.
Oh, yeah. See, I have a lot of stained towels, too, but I still just use them as regular towels.
Well, I use them just so I don't stain the other towels.
Oh, yeah. And if I work out in a day, like, if I do a workout, or let's say I wake up and I shower, and then later I work out and I shower again, I'm going to use the same towel, even if it's kind of wet. I just, like, dry it.
Yeah.
Do a little quick shimmy, and then I'm good.
Yeah, I'll end up using my hair towel and just finish drying up, so in case, you know, you get that still kind of cold, wet feeling, just to kind of blot the rest of it. I know this is getting really weird.
What's your shower technique? What towels do you use?
But then it led to this very basic and important question. Someone says, I'm going to sound very dense, but what is the distinction between a nice hand towel and a fancy hand towel? Ooh. I don't know. I'm sitting here. I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like there's like one that you don't actually really ever use. And it's just for like decoration.
And that's kind of what they're saying. Because my mom, oh my God. Like she used to have these towels that were super frilly, super fancy. And then she would have like the little toilet. Do you remember when toilet seat covers were like a thing?
Like we used to have like really like furry ones.
Yeah, like they felt like shag carpeting
on your
toilet.
Which is weird.
Looking back, I'm like, that is disgusting. Because my mom just found one and it's really fancy looking. Like it was handmade, I think. And she just put it on her on the downstairs toilet. I'm like, this is gross.
Yeah, that's like so 90s. And I remember they used to have something like around the toilet. Like
it was like the toilet lid.
The toilet lid, but then it used to match the toilet carpet around the bottom of the toilet. Did you ever have that?
Yes, and then sometimes we even had the one that went over, I think, the toilet, you know, where you lift up the toilet top, like the back of it. The tank.
Yeah. we try to make our like toilets as pretty as possible.
And I'm just
back
like, this is
day,
gross. We're just putting more fabric on here for fecal matter to get into.
I know, this is gross. It's weird.
So please stop.
But it used to be so fuzzy.
Yeah, it used to be the thing. Like, I love when it came out of the dryer and you put it on when you clean the bathroom. Ugh.
I never did that because I guess I never cleaned it.
But my mom would put out these like furly towels. Like, don't use them. They're the nice ones. They had like little swans on them or some crap.
What the hell is the point in that, though?
That's for guests when we had people coming over.
Would the guests use them? Could they use them? See,
because
I don't think
guests.
If I was a guest, I would use it still. I'd be like, this is way too nice. I can't even. Especially if they're white. I don't understand white towels ever. Mm-mm. My parents have them and I don't. Like, why white? Like any other color.
It's like they're going to get stained. I mean, granted, I will say when you get a pair, like when you get some white towels or even a load of white laundry, I don't wear enough white anymore to do a whole load of white laundry.
I've never done that separation thing. I always put everything together.
When I was a server at a restaurant in Lake Stevens, we had to wear white shirts and they would always get stained with ketchup and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So I would throw a load in with bleach and when they came out, they smelled so good. It was just so crisp and clean. It smells different than doing like a regular color load.
Weird.
It smells that much cleaner
and crisper. Like the bleach maybe?
Yeah, something. And so I love like a white load, but then it's like, then I'd have white towels.
No, not worth it. The chefs at the restaurant I work at now have to wear white and I just don't get it. Like there's pizza sauce. The pizza sauce is red. It's going to stain. Yeah. You're going to see it.
Yeah, I used to walk around with like this big old stain of coffee. Like, yeah, it was
and
completely
then how do you
clean.
Explain that to your
it's like I don't want to spend another, you know, $5-$10 on a new shirt.
Yeah.
Like, this is still good. It's just stained. It's fine. It's no holes in it.
Yeah. I can still wear it.
We're fine. And like I usually wear my apron up higher so you don't see it all. So it's fine. But then somebody did comments. It's like there's the ones you use, like nice hand towels are for you, and then the ones you put out for guests. So I'm guessing the like fancy hand towels go into like the common bathroom. So, like, I'm thinking of my new house.
Yeah.
We go in the powder room.
Like, not in, like, your personal
bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Or bathroom. And then someone else brought up a really good point about pets. So, how many, you know, it's like 4 to 6 towels, someone says, but plus another 2 or 3 per dog. Because if you're washing dogs or if dogs coming in, I don't have that problem. I don't have any pets.
I would do, like, 5 for dogs.
Yeah.
Especially if they like to roll out in the mud and
we're talking
swimming
about Seattle.
And, yeah, well.
So, then there's people who use a clean towel every single time. Someone says, my roommate uses a new one every time he showers and thinks it's normal. Can someone confirm? Steve Miggs does that. He uses a new towel every single time. I'm like, that's just more laundry.
That's more laundry. That's such a waste. Even hotels, they try to like have you like reuse your towels. Like,
I think if like you, because sometimes he showers twice a day because he showers for work and then he showers after working out. It's like, okay,
still,
I can maybe even
because
normal people, what, a week? If you did like 3 to 4 days or whatever. And you shower twice a day or have to dry yourself
off? I shower
off?
Twice a day.
Yeah. I'd like.
But I would use, that's why I'm like, I use the same towel. Well, I guess I just don't like the laundry. That's
I don't
what
mind
it is.
Laundry.
If someone was doing and folding and putting away my laundry, I mean, I still wouldn't do it because that's such a waste of water, I feel like. But I guess. But he does his laundry, so I don't get it.
Yeah, and someone's like, and someone did kind of comment what you said. It's like, okay, but couldn't you just hang up your own towels and reuse them the next day? I'm sobbing for your laundry basket.
Right?
And for the water usage and electricity usage. And this person does point out, she's like, her name is Amy, I have acne-prone skin. I like to use a new towel every day to prevent breakouts. The most environmentally reckless thing you can do is have children. I don't have children, so I can use all the towels I want. Fair point,
Amy. That's funny. Yeah, I guess if you have really sensitive skin. But usually, I don't think rubbing off your clean body would.
I think it's just because of the water. It just some people just have sensitive skin between the water buildup. That's the way they say that you need to wash your pillowcases very often so your face doesn't break out.
Yeah, because you're
like
sweating
and stuff.
Though and stuff.
Yeah,
like I get it with like working out. They give you little towels, and after one class, if I'm gonna go to another class, I have like I want to use a different towel. I get that, but I would think wiping off your clean body wouldn't make you break out. But I have every skin's different.
I have a bunch of old towels, so I know I'm going to buy like two or three nice new ones.
Yeah, just for you.
And save the old ones for my hair.
Yeah, and then give them to your brother if he moves in.
Yeah, here you go, buddy. Or maybe get like an extra one, like a third one for guests. And then put some like cute little ones. I want like some theme ones.
Some fun
ones.
Yeah.
Powder room.
He has kitchen towels and my dad has themed kitchen towels. And it's honestly, it's like, it's so stupid.
Because he likes to dress up the house for the holiday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we have like elf ones. We have like penguin ones, Santa ones. We have Halloween ones. We have fall. Like,
does he have Valentine's Day ones?
Yeah. I think.
Oh, that's so cute.
He has ones for every, he loves them. And I kind of love them. It's just like a little splash of like personality and like fun. That's like so easy and cheap.
Because one of the coolest things I always thought when I'd go help my mom clean houses back when I was a kid or a teenager.
Oh, you're so nice.
Right. Well, yeah, because she needed help. She just started her business. So I would go with her and she'd pay me like $3 an hour.
Making money, honey.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that was like legit.
Yeah. Looking back, I'm like, yeah, you underpaid me, but you let me live in your house right now, so I can't complain.
Yeah, right. Don't bring it up now.
No. But this one woman in particular, her house, every holiday, every whatever it was, her house was decorated to the nines, at least the main rooms, like the upstairs rooms that weren't really used, not really.
Yeah.
Sometimes she would add like a flair here and there in those rooms. But like she had a big living room. She had an office and like a formal dining room and like a kitchen.
Oh, damn.
The whole kitchen would be decorated for Easter, for the spring, for Valentine's Day, like everything. And I'm just like, how can you afford all this crap? Oh, yeah, you're rich.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your house right now. It's huge.
And like, does someone do it for her? Or does she actually
No,
do
she's
it?
An old lady. She doesn't work. So,
oh, okay. Like, she's got the woman. Time on
so
her hands.
Yeah, she does that. She'll decorate and stuff. Or my mom will help her move stuff.
I love that. And I wish I was patient and had the time and energy.
I think if you do like little splashes, that's like my goal for having my own house. Like I would love. So my grandma made a tablecloth when she was here of like pumpkins. And so I have that for my table that I have.
Oh, for like October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I lived with my roommates, I would pull that tablecloth out. But now it's like, okay, well, I want a tablecloth for all the seasons.
Yeah.
So I want like a Christmassy one and I want like a spring one and a summer one. So I might go. Ross is a really good place to go check out.
Just have her make you one for every holiday.
Yeah, well, this one's in grandma. This grandma's in Mexico, so
she can ship it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But like even then, like one of my, if my mom or aunt have to go back to Mexico, I'm gonna be like, hey, get me like a Day of the Dead one.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I got one for my cousin. I was like, damn it, I want one.
Give it to me.
I don't have a table yet officially that I can use it on, but I want it.
You're gonna have a table real soon, though.
Right. I am going to be refinishing and painting it, so it's gonna be all pretty again. I have a lot
this
of
this is a
projects.
Lot of work, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of projects.
Good thing you like that stuff, though.
Yeah.
For after I would work. Be like, F that.
I got some stools that I want to put new padding on to make them more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, put a new fabric over it to match. That's not so cheesy.
So you get so excited.
I
that
am
sounds
very
like
excited.
Hell to me. I'm like,
I've been watching tutorials and reading ideas. I'm super excited.
Oh, gosh.
Right, moving on. So I feel like in doesn't matter what country you're in, what culture, there is a basic rule of etiquette, but people end up breaking these rules of etiquette on a like day-to-day basis, and it's getting
so
annoying.
These are ones that worldwide everyone should know
for the most part.
Because I feel like in a lot of different countries, there's different etiquettes that
right. It's just you. It's different ways you got to do it. Like this one, I think might be a little different in Asian countries. Cause I know like trains and stuff are a little crazy, but I think this goes for elevators as well too. Because it started with like a Reddit thread that's asking what is a basic rule of etiquette that everyone should know, but not everyone follows. First one says, let others off before you get on. So mm-hmm. if you're going to go on the elevator, don't try to push yourself in. Let people get off. And same with trains or subways or whatever.
Yeah, I'm a bus rider. And so I hate being in the front of the line for that reason.
It's
because
like
I'm like
waiting for people.
Are people coming? Are they not coming? Because if you start going and there are people going off, like the bus driver gets pissed. So I'm like, just wait here for a second.
I'll wait till the very end.
And I'm like, okay.
I'll get in the back.
Yeah.
Someone says, listen to the content of what people are trying to say before applying.
Yeah,
I'll admit I do that just because autopilot.
Before replying, is it like before saying anything?
So I already know what I'm going to say before they finish talking.
Oh yeah, or like interrupting kind of. I have a lot of friends who are really bad at that.
Yeah, because I'll immediately like cling on to a point.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't want to forget this, so I'm going to say this either right now or wait and then not hear your whole thing because I'm focused on this thing.
Yeah, and then you get the whole like, will you let me finish? And
it's like, I'm sorry.
No!
I'm sorry, but if I don't remember, if I don't cling on to this one point, I'm going to forget.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, damn it, I had something really good to say 2 minutes ago.
And that happens to me all the freaking time. Thank you, ADD. And like, I'm sitting there like, don't forget. Oh, you have not been paying attention. Great.
Yeah. Like, what else did you just say?
When walking with several friends on a sidewalk, pair up in 2x2s instead of everyone walking in a row so others can pass you on the sidewalk.
That's a great thought. But I don't think a lot of people, probably including myself, do that.
I will, if we're walking that way and I see people coming, then I'll move.
Yeah. If you see, if you're aware of it. Yeah. Like, oh, crap, but like, okay. In general, no. Kind of like the whole like pulling out your phone and walking and texting. Yeah. I get pissed off at people who do that when I'm driving, but I can almost guarantee you I probably do that all the time too. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all guilty of it.
Right. What do you think of this one? It says headphones aren't optional in public spaces. So no one wants to hear your music or your video clips playing.
Oh, like if there aren't headphones and mm-hmm. you're just, yeah, it's really annoying.
I think if it's like a quick one, it's whatever.
Yeah, if it's quick or if it's like quiet.
Yeah, or if you're watching a full like episode of a TV show, especially if it's loud and violent and profane and you're on the bus.
Yeah, people are on the bus and it's just like blaring.
Yeah, a lot of people just play their music like everybody wants to listen to their music. Like they have the best taste in the world.
That's why you bring your own headphones and just listen to your own crap.
Number 5, be the F aware of your surroundings when walking in crowded areas. To be fair, cell phone or not, I bump into everything.
Yeah, and just no one really is aware. You know, everyone complains about people not being aware, but like then I'll see my friends do exactly what they were upset about. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're all hypocrites.
I'm like, eh. It's like either get mad and don't do it or just accept that everyone does it.
Yeah.
Number 6, you don't always have to have an opinion on everything. Saying I don't know is fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. I feel like you don't always have to be a know-it-all mm-hmm. or even pretend that you're a know-it-all, because then once you're in the group or in a group where someone actually knows a lot about that something, you're gonna look like a dumbass real fast.
But I feel like if you can own up, if you think you know something about something, you're wrong. If you're like, you know what, I never thought of it that way, or you know what, that's a good point, my bad.
No, not even something that like actual facts,
right?
Like if someone is talking hoity-toity about they really know about the new building, this and that, and you're in a circle with someone who's actually working on the building, and they're like, actually,
something like that happened to me.
Yeah, it's so, like, I don't do that because, let's get real, I never pretend I know something about something if I don't actually know it. Like,
I'll ask something like, hey, I heard it was this. Is this right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then if it's not, then it's like, oh, okay, cool. Now I know. Never pretend you know what
but
it is.
But I got some friends who just pretend they know everything about everything. And it's funny because they usually are just talking with
out of their
me
butt.
And someone else who doesn't really know anything about the subject, so we can't comment on it. So sure, you're right. I don't know. I don't really care. But then once you're around someone else who knows a lot about that subject and just owns you, it's just like, that's so embarrassing.
Oh, I had one. I have to tell you
yeah,
the story.
Tell.
So years ago, I was trying to kind of get into my friend and her friend group, and because she was really cool. And so I'm meeting all her friends are all really cool, except this one person.
Ooh, give her a name.
Give me a name.
Clarissa.
Clarissa. All right. She does look like a Clarissa.
So, I don't know why, but that's a little funny.
So in this group of friends, she was the bitch that nobody would stand up to.
Okay.
She was like the queen bee.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just let her do whatever the hell she wanted, talk crap about whoever she wanted. And they just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they were like afraid of her, kind of.
They were afraid of her. And I didn't know her, but I was trying to be cool because I'm new to this group. And so she apparently was the babysitter or a nanny for another radio person in the city.
Oh.
For these other radio people.
Huh. Small world.
Right. And so I'm like, she's like, oh, Vicky works in radio. I'm like, yeah, hey, how's it going? She's like, yeah. And so she was pretending to know that she knew everything in the world of radio because she was a nanny.
Oh.
And so she's like, yeah, so apparently this company now has this radio station. I'm like, no. I try to say politely. I'm like, no, that's not. No, we have that radio station. Our company just acquired this radio station. Like, we just got this radio station. We're not going to flip it and sell it within a couple weeks.
She's
like, no, that's not true. And so she's like, wait. And so she's starting to text the parents or whatever. And I'm like, no, because our company owns this.
I thought she was about to Google it.
No, I walk by this every day to get my mail. Like, I walk by this radio station. It's in my building. It is down the hall from me.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't make this up. I'm not dreaming this.
No, I'm like, I still see it. Like, I would have known if they, like, our company announced, hey, we're selling it.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, I guess you're right. Like, later when she got a text message, it's like, okay. But apparently that act pissed her off to no end.
Oh, no. Did she get shunned?
She tried to shun me, but everyone else is like, no, she's a bitch. And this is the first time anyone stood up to her.
Yeah, and it's
and
like
I don't even stand up to people, and I stood like
And it's not even like you were trying to stand up to her. It was just like, hey, like, just so you know, your facts aren't right. Like, no. you might not want to be telling everyone all right. of this false information.
I'm just like, no, you know, like, I get it's a little confusing, this world that you're not technically in.
Yeah, you're just like kind of you're in of by know people. Yeah.
Like, not even by association. Like, you kind of overhear stuff.
That it's like so
cringy.
It's so cringy. It's like, because usually I'm just like a bystander. Uh-huh. Like, I'm just standing
just
there.
Just watching S go down.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh man, she acts like she knows everything, but she doesn't.
You sound so dumb. But later, it made me feel better that I made her look bad because she ended up being queen bitch to me that night. It was awesome.
Really?
So,
like, after it? After the incident?
So we went out because we were pre-funking at my friend's house. And then from there, we were going to the bars and we were going to go do karaoke.
Yeah.
My friend was kind of trying to get me to like talk to this one guy. She's like, well, he's a nerd. You guys should start talking. Funny enough, that same night she found like, wait, you should date this guy instead. And ended up dating the next guy that I met for a couple months.
Awkward.
So she's like, you should meet him. You guys are both nerds. And I was talking to him and he was really nice, but I just didn't feel the click there.
Yeah. Yeah. No spark.
And I mean, we were even like, we even sang a song together, which, by the way, I don't know Rebel Yell as well as I thought I did.
Dude, sometimes you think you know a song and then you're up there you in the lyrics and you're like, what?
You just know the chorus.
That's it.
When
yep.
a rebel yell. And then it's S-A-L, like, and then the rest of it goes. I'm like, I don't know the rest of the song. We were just bombing up there, but we were having a good time.
At least
time.
You're bombing together.
And so she comes up and apparently she tells my friend, like, you, this is your fault. Go put an end to this. Like, the fact that we were just singing together, because apparently she had a crush on this guy.
Did your friend know?
He was like that guy. He was a heavier guy. He had lost a lot of weight, and he was like the only single guy in this group of friends with a bunch of single girls.
Oh.
So, like.
So she wanted to be queen.
She wanted
with
to
him.
Be him. Yeah, she mm-hmm. wanted to date him. So it gets even better. It gets better.
Did she take the mic from you and start?
No.
Start singing.
So apparently, like, she's just throwing all the shit. And, like, she was mad because we were talking. Like, I went to get a drink. He comes up next to me, gets a drink, is mad because he decided to start a conversation while we're waiting for drinks. We go back. So one gal, let's call her Red.
Red. Okay.
Because that's the color of her hair. That's all I remember.
Clarissa and Red.
So Red is sober. She's like, okay, I'm going to go home. Because we had walked, or I think we drove to the bar and people left, so we didn't have a ride back. We had to walk like a mile.
Oh, okay.
So Red gives us a ride back to Clarissa's house.
That was nice.
Drop off Clarissa.
Bye.
And she's like, you know, he's like, I'm just going to stay at our friend's house. It's like, no, you should stay, Clarissa. Like, you should stay. I have a queen bed. You should just stay.
Queens are not that big.
It's like, I have a queen size bed. And so it was just so obvious and so desperate and so.
She was trying to get laid.
Because there was even a moment where I tried to get into the car and she squeezed in the middle, even though she was the first one to have to get out. So I wouldn't sit next to the dude.
Oh, my God. That is some, like, middle school thing right there.
And I'm just sitting there like, this is funny.
Did he seem interested in her?
No, and I felt so bad for him. He's like, no, you know, I'm going to go where my car is. Like, my car is over at our first friend's house. Like, I'm just going to go there. And it's like, well, you're going to have to sleep on the couch. I'm like, you know, if it's cool, like, dude, you could sleep on the bed. I don't care. I'll sleep on the couch. I can sleep anywhere. Because I was going to get their spare bedroom and he was on the couch. And so, yeah, he ended up leaving and staying. Fast forward a few years, he ends up getting married to Red. So
Whoa.
They ended up dating shortly after. She kind of had a crush on him too, and I could tell. And then they ended up getting married. So they're married now.
Oh, so Clarissa gets screwed.
And I think she's not even that friend group anymore because of that whole situation.
Because she's a mega bitch.
Yes.
And doesn't know what she's talking about.
No, so it was just kind of funny. I'm like, sorry that you kind of lost a friend over there. She's like, eh. It was for the better.
Dude, if some chick can't handle getting not even really called out, but just like
corrected,
she needs to work on herself, yo. Mm.
Anyways, I'll read through these real quick and then we'll get going. It's like when someone is showing you a picture on their phone, you should not swipe left or right.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes it goes dark though, and like you have to touch it to make it light up. So sometimes it accidentally happens.
But you can tell when people are like swipe, swipe, swipe. It's like stop it.
Yeah,
because I have some horrible memes on there.
Oh,
not that I'm worried about naked pictures. I just have some memes that are going to send me.
Are you sure, Vicky?
Not lately.
Oh,
mine are all safe in like this little vaulted app. Anyways, don't touch people unless they say it's okay. And this I have to say for somebody that has tattoos. Like, people will come up to me and just grab my arm and, like, pull me up to them. It's like, for one, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And two, like, what makes you think that you can just touch me? If, like, you didn't have tattoos and I grabbed your arm, would that be okay?
They'd probably think you were going to.
Exactly. Like, I don't know what the hell you're doing to me.
Yeah, that one does. I mean, I've never really been. I'm kind of cool either way. I don't have tattoos, so that doesn't really happen to me a lot. But if someone just
like or like grabs your head, like hair or something, like I'm yeah, I just think it's not cool.
A lot of people don't like it, so.
Yeah. Nines, if you're mad at a company for some transgression, don't take your rage out on a customer service representative. Chances are this person has people freaking out on them all day over things they have no control.
It's true. But it's hard to when they're the only person there to yell at.
Yeah, it's like, okay, do you have to yell? If the person's being rude to you, then go for it. Yell. Now they're being rude, but...
Yeah, but sometimes you stand... It's like, if you're the person getting yelled at, you're like, I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't... I just... These are the rules. I have to follow them. I didn't make them up.
Right.
Like,
it's like, I'm getting paid minimum wage to have you yell at me or, you know, over something that I can't...
But I'm so sensitive. Like, that, like, stuff hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes... I need to like take a step back and like just go like, Sarah, it's okay. Like if a customer yells at me or something, I'm like, it's okay. Like either if it's my fault or not, I'm still like,
yeah,
just take breaths.
It gets tough.
Yeah.
Number 10, I feel like, why aren't people doing this? Wash your damn hands after using the bathroom.
Ugh, gentlemen.
You should walk in the hallways the same way you drive your car. So if you're
on the right,
if you're in the U.S., do not pee all over the toilet seats of a public bathroom. That's usually for guys, but girls sometimes.
And if you do,
if you hover.
Clean it up, yeah. Dudes.
Nobody wants to clean up your pee.
Or sit on it.
Yeah. Like if you're a lady and you kind of like are hovering and you had some drippage, clean it.
Clean it. Honey bucket or on the boat or anywhere, please. Mm-hmm.
When staying as a guest with friends or family, pick up after yourself, help clean the dishes and offer to buy them a meal or some beer to say thank you.
Yes. 100%.
Do not give out someone else's phone number without permission. I feel like that's more so common today. Just because everyone has their phones on them at all times. So if you give your phone, I'd rather somebody have, well, yeah. I don't want anybody to have my phone number or Facebook page without my permission.
Thinking of it, I was like, who does that? And then I was like, wait, I do that all the time when like I'm out with my brother or something. And I'm like, Joey, we should leave your number on the receipt to the waitress. I do that all the time. But like, I just at a bar, I'm not like, oh,
or
I'm
like
going to give you my friend's number.
Yeah. Or even if someone's like, hey, I really like your friend we're hanging out with. Can I get her number? Like you would ask your friend, hey, can I give this guy your number?
Yeah. Yeah. Or yeah. If my friend had the interest first, I'd be like,
exactly.
Hey, here's my friend's number.
Cover your effing mouth when you sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody that covers their mouth with their hands.
Oh,
like both hands.
No,
and
you got to
like
use your elbow
or even like paper. Like, I even, like, if you sneeze towards the ground, like, kind of put your face towards the ground, even that's better than on your hands, unless you wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah,
that's
like,
gross.
Right after.
Don't text while driving.
Well,
even
yes.
If you're waiting at a junction at the light, I do the change the GPS when I'm in there. I'm like, nope. Use your turn signal when appropriate. It's rude to F around on your smartphone when you're trying to have a conversation with someone. I hate it though when someone's asking something and I'm trying to find the information and then they keep asking more stuff. I'm like, ah!
You're like, hold on!
I'm trying to get this information and you're continuing on the conversation. Hold on. If you're sitting down, stand up to shake someone's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like something you don't really notice. Like I always end up doing anyways or try to unless it's...
Unless you're at like a really long table and you're like in the middle. Like they just a little wave. Hello.
Call before you come over. Don't just pop over out of
yes,
the blue.
Screw you. Never. No one ever show up to my house randomly. Right. I will kill you.
Right.
I've always thought it was the rudest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Do not send unsolicited nude photos.
Doing
on a
it.
Plane with three seats in a row, there are two amenities to each seat. The window gets the window and an armrest. The middle gets two armrests. An aisle gets the armrest and a little extra leg.
Oh, I didn't know that. It makes sense.
Yeah, so the middle person should always get the two armrests.
Yeah.
24, never ask when someone is going to have kids. Never, ever. If you're asking, you don't know the pain of infertility. You just don't know the pain of miscarriage. So just don't even ask.
Dude, yeah, I was going to ask someone, but they're like in their... early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I feel like asking someone our age, I feel like it's kind of fine. Like, do you ever want kids kind of thing? But like her and her husband have been married for a while now. So I was going to ask like, are you guys planning on having kids? Do you want kids? But then I like thought of that and I was like, oh, maybe I'm not going to bring that up because I don't know the struggle.
Yeah. Because I have had a few friends in general that I have a friend, she's no longer married, but they couldn't conceive. And so they had a lot of issues with that.
Yeah.
And the last one, wave a thank you if someone lets you merge into traffic.
Yes, I'm so good at that.
I get so mad when someone doesn't give me just a little like, hey,
thank you.
I always do like my hand out to make sure they know I'm not giving them the finger. Like,
yeah, I always
do a wide
little,
five,
like, spirit fingers,
and I'm just like always go thank you, like
yeah,
hands up, thank you,
because I appreciate it so much when people do that to me.
And I kind of like it when like someone lets me in and I give them like a thank you, and then they give me a thank you back.
Like, yeah. Like, and if you have tinted windows or something, just put roll your window down and give a little thank you.
Or why do you have tinted windows? Come on.
Some people are too cool. They don't want to be seen.
But what other rules do you guys think that you would think is common knowledge, but not everyone does?
Yeah.
So we want to hear you guys, like what you guys have to say about that.
Yeah, I'm curious too, because sometimes I'm naive and don't know all the things that I should know. So,
all right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.